Hi there, welcome back to lesson four. We're going to talk about boundaries, beliefs, and broken friendships. I want you to know that in this lesson, or in any of these lessons, when I refer to women, I'm referring to anyone who feels and refers to themselves as being a woman. Now, you have to remember, there was not gender roles the way that we have them now back in the burning times. There was men and there was women. And I'm sure that there were a lot of people trapped in a lot of bodies that didn't feel like that was right to them. However, that's how it was referred. So that's how the context that I'm going to use it in this lesson. So please don't be offended. If it resonates with you, it is you. Let's talk about broken friendships. I think that's the biggest place and something that I've really had to struggle with in my own lifetime. During the burning times, female friendships were really dangerous things. And many accused witches named dozens of other witches while they were being interrogated and tortured. Often they would name their own sisters, mothers, daughters, and female friends. Not only did the women in this era live in fear of being accused of witchcraft by the powerful men in their communities, they also feared betrayal from the women in their inner circles. And I can't even begin to imagine how devastating that was. Being publicly associated with other women was very risky. So it was risky to be associated with groups of women or to have, it's back to you could have friends, but you couldn't have too many friends. If one of those women was identified in a witch in your circle, then all the eyes were going to turn on those closest to her. And it would have been the safest to avoid spending too much time with other women at all. Which is a stark contrast compared to the way female friendships were viewed in the pre-witch craze. So in the medieval era, when most women lived their lives close connection to other women. During the Middle Ages, the average woman would have spent significantly more time in the company of other women than even men, even her own husband, because women tended households together. They raised babies together. They sewed together. They cooked together. They spent leisure time together. That was our life force, being with other women. And when a woman birthed her babies into the world, it was not the husband who would have stood by her side, but rather her midwife, her mother, her sisters, her female companions. But a woman who primarily leans on other women for support and empowerment is not easily controlled by the patriarchy, and thus female relationships were highly threatened to the growing patriarchal systems. So in the early to mid-1500s, women were increasingly instructed to make their husbands the axis around which the world turned. Everything had to be about them. Husbands were advised to keep their wives from visiting their families, especially their female friends too frequently after marriage. This came about in about 1545, between 1545 and 1550, I would say. In England, women were forbode. Women were forbode, they would have said, from gathering to babble. Written in the text like this, to babble and talk. Wow. To babble and talk. Yet no act threatened the strength and no act threatened the strength of female friendships more than the witch trials. Because imagine the terror that a woman must have felt as she watched the women of her village being publicly beheaded, strangled, hanged, burned alive, one after another. Imagine the rage, the sadness, the desperation, the sense of betrayal she must have felt when she learned that one of these women, someone who she had cared for so deeply, had named her a witch, thus sentencing her to a gruesome fate. I get it. I so get it. And it's so played out even in our own lives today. A lot of women struggle with forming genuine, authentic, trusting relationships with other women. And despite fighting all the same battles discussed in previously that we talked about, women feel threatened by the women in their social circles, and we're driven to compare and compete rather than collaborate. And that makes me sad. But it's true. I've had so many broken friendships. And the moment that someone thinks, you know, oh, she's getting too big for her britches. Oh, she thinks this of herself. She thinks that of herself. I never thought any of those things of myself. I was always trying to be a fawner. You know what a fawner is? A fawner is someone who tries to make everyone else happy around them. A fawner is someone who really will push their own feelings, push their own needs aside to be able to fawn over other people to make them happy. I was so much of a fawner that I would spend thousands of dollars on my friends. Of course, I wouldn't tell my husband. But friends that were not good friends, friends that were hurtful, friends that were distrustful, disloyal, friends that were gossiping, friends that were threatened by me being in their social circle, that would compare and compete rather than collaborate. And there is a certain scarcity mindset that seems to plague female relationships. The idea that there are only so many seats at the table for women. And whether that table is one of career success, creative success, or relationship success, that the only way we can claim one of those seats is to outmaneuver the other women around us. And it can feel deeply intimidating and painful to see other women succeed in achievements that we want, especially when our own endeavors don't work out. But is that woman the enemy? Of course not. Of course she's not. Many women go through I don't like other girls. And you hear that. You know what? I never really get along with other women. I feel more comfortable with men. And that's often because they were judged and criticized by other women that they perceived to be expressing their femininity in the wrong way. And they might not take that, you know, form of a working mom. So it may look like, you know, I'm a working mom juggling a stay-at-home mom, judging a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home mom trying to juggle everything that she's doing, feeling resentful of a working mom for giving up her career. It's just crazy. Society's standards and how we look at things and in these scenarios. Rather than focusing on the true enemy, which is patriarchy and misogyny, she's making an enemy out of other women. And in essence, that's no different than how women were scapegoats for all of societies during the burning times. That's why we have broken friendships. That's why we feel difficult to be close to women. That's also why we struggle with boundaries, because we struggle because we want women. Oh, we want them to like us so badly. We don't ever want to be too much. I used to struggle to share a lot of my spiritual beliefs and my practices with women, primarily out of fear that they were going to judge me and talk about me when I'm not around, because I wanted everyone to like me. I wanted everyone to like me. But you know what's important to note here? Is that the fear was rooted not in what has actually happened, but rather in the possible outcome that I created in my own mind, which is a belief and a limiting one. So would the woman around me really whisper and laugh behind my back if I shared my magic with them? Maybe there's some that would, but I bet a lot of them wouldn't. And I understand that now. For tens of thousands of years, women served as the keepers of wisdom and memories. And these strong ancient women wove stories with their voices, connecting the past, the present, and the future. They sang words of praise for the female body, celebrating each other and their ability to receive the seed of vitality and birth life into the world. Our gifts and our intuition were trusted and revered by male leaders in our community. We served as respected advisors and powerful priestesses. And then one day, it changed. It changed. And when everything changed during those burning times that hit the entire globe, everything shifted. Everything changed. And women were turning on women left, right, and center. And it's not okay, and it can't continue to happen. This is a witch wound that you must heal. And how are we going to do that? I'll chat with you in the next lesson.